God for that truth, amen. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's right.
What a wonderful, wonderful truth and song. Amen. Well, I want to get into the message tonight in Acts chapter 8. I do want to say this. I was looking around the room when he mentioned some missions people, and I know for a fact I saw Miss Lisa and Miss Lauren serving food numerous nights out there during the missions. I mean, all I saw Ricky doing was eating food, but I did see y'all out there serving food, and so y'all should have been up here. Y'all could have left Ricky sitting where he was, amen. But no, it was a good meeting, and thank you everyone that did have a part of it. Actually, Brother Caudill texted me this afternoon and said, praying for my friends at FBC, and he said, please tell the family that I said hi, that Cassie and I said hi. And so Brother Caudill sure was a blessing, and his preaching was such an encouragement. I want to talk to you tonight out of Acts chapter number 8. I want us to look in verse number, Pastor read to you verse 13 and 14. I want to look at verse number 14, and then I want to kind of get right into the message. Tonight's message is going to be a little different because I've been preaching through Peter's life, and I've kind of been trying to preach expository messages. Now, not everyone has been just out of one section of Scripture, but for the most part, I've tried to just take sections of Scripture and Peter's life and kind of bring a message expository out of those passages, but tonight's not going to be an expository message. It'll be more of a topical message. And as I was studying about what I was going to preach a couple weeks ago, I ran across this phrase, and God really began to speak to my heart. I began to do some reading and some research, and I want to share a message with you. God, I believe God's laid on my heart tonight, out of really kind of a topical verse. So we're going to kind of jump around a little bit in the Bible tonight, but I want to take my text verse out of verse number 14. Where the Bible says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them, and this is where I want to get my message from tonight, Peter and John. You know, before I began this study on the life of Peter, if I'm honest with you, I don't believe that I had any idea how close Peter and John apparently were. As I've studied Peter's life, and I hope as I can show you tonight, I doubt I'll be able to do it the way that it deserves to be done. But as we kind of look at a recap of Peter's life, I think that it's very obvious that Peter and John were close friends. And so tonight I want to preach on this, Peter's partnership. Peter's partnership. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you would, and go to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. I don't even have this in my notes, so y'all bear with me if this seems a little scattered. I actually just, on the way here, God was kind of working in my heart, and I was going to kind of mention this as the message went on, but I felt like it deserved to be right at the beginning. And John chapter number 1, chronologically, that's a big word for me. I know for some of you that's not, but chronologically, this, I believe, is the first time you see the Apostle Peter. John chapter number 1. Now we know Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You say, well, Matthew was before John. I know that. But I'm talking about chronologically in time. I believe this is the first time that we see the Apostle Peter here in John chapter number 1. And the Bible says in verse number 35, we talked about it months ago when we began this series on Peter and we talked about his conversion. But in verse number 35, it says, again, the next day after John stood, that's John the Baptist, and two of his disciples. Now, I would argue tonight, I'm not going to try to defend this argument, but I believe that it's pretty obvious that one of these disciples that is standing there is the Apostle John. I could easily, the reason I would say that is John never calls himself by name in this epistle. If you read through the book of John, the Apostle John never refers to himself by name, but he's obviously writing this book as a eyewitness, as an account. He has seen these things. And so in verse number 36, it says, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples, who I believe are Andrew and the Apostle John, heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Verse 38 says, then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And we know the story here. I'm not going to read through it. But verse 40 says, when one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. I will say this, another reason that I believe that John is the other one. Look at verse 39. He says, they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. I mean, the man is given details down to the hour of day that they were at where Jesus abode. So I really believe that this is the Apostle John, the writer of the epistle here, is saying he knows the details. And so he's there. And you say, what does that got to do with anything, Brother Dave? Well, verse 41 says, Andrew, he first found his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Now, I personally believe this is the conversion of the Apostle Peter. Now, I also believe that when Peter got saved, John was there. And so my first point tonight in Peter and John's partnership is this. Their partnership was in the faith. Now, whether this was the account where Peter got saved or not, it's pretty obvious as you study the life of Peter and as you look at the life of John, no doubt the thing that kept John and Peter together, the bond that they had, was their faith.
Right.
They had a bond. They had a faith. They had a belief in someone, and his name was Jesus. And so their partnership, I believe, though it may have went, maybe their partnership, we'll see this here in a minute, was a partnership that began before their faith in Christ. No doubt it got stronger when they believed in Jesus. Their partnership was a partnership in the faith. Can I say tonight, I sure am glad for the partnership that we have in the faith. As I look back over the past 17 years of being a Christian and being saved, I'm so thankful for the partners, the friends that God has given me around the faith. As I was thinking about this message, and I'm going to try to get you to think with me a little bit tonight. I know it's kind of difficult on a Sunday evening, but if you would think with me a little bit tonight, just think about the friendships, the relationships, the partnerships in your life that would not be were it not for the faith. I'm in a room tonight full of what I would consider friends. I mean that. And you know what the thing that brought us together is the faith. The faith is an amazing thing. The faith in Christ can take people from all kinds of different backgrounds, all kinds of different walks of life, all kinds of different social and economical classes of people, whatever you want to call it. The faith can take people from many different places, and it can bring them together into a partnership that I believe only the faith can do.
Amen.
It's the greatest partnership in all the world, the faith. And I believe that John and Peter were partners in the faith. So number one, I see their partnership in the faith. But number two, I see their partnership in fishing. Go to Luke chapter 5, if you would. Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. I don't believe I'll read the entire account here, but most of you know the story. We went through these messages as we've looked at Peter's life, but in Luke chapter number 5, it says, and it came to pass in verse number 1 that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets, and he entered into one of the ships, which is Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. And then you know the story, and Jesus told Simon to launch out into the deep and to let down his nets. And in verse number 7, it says, verse number 6 says, when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And verse 7 says, and they beckoned unto their, what's the next word? Partners. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And then look at verse number 10. It says, and so was also James, and here he is, John, the sons of Zebedee, which were, what's that next word? Partners. Which were partners with Simon. So not only were Simon, Peter, and John partners in the faith, but John and Peter were partners in fishing. Now, I don't want to try to use that tonight. Many times we talk about fishing, we try to use it in a type of soul winning or something like that. I'm talking literally, they were partners in fishing. I wonder tonight, how many of you have the privilege? And I'm honestly going to call it a privilege. Some people would not say this, but I'm going to call it a privilege. How many of you tonight have the privilege of working with a Christian? How many of you have the privilege of working with a Christian? That's a lot of people. How about half the crowd? I really believe that Peter and John, this was their livelihood. They were fishermen. They were partners in a fishing business. Can I tell you, I thank God that God has allowed me to work around some Christian people. You know, I'm blessed. I own my own business, and God's been good to me, and I get to go to work every day with two men that are believers, that are Christians, and it's a blessing. It is such an encouragement to be able to go to work and to do your job with fellow Christians. And there's some of you that work a job where maybe you go into a workplace, maybe you go to the office, maybe you go to the warehouse, maybe you go, I don't know where you go, but if you've been there a while, there may be 50, 40, 50, 60, 80 people at your workplace, but in time, you know, Christians just kind of seem to find one another. There's just a bond there. There's a partnership, and thank God for it. If you get to work with fellow Christians every day, you ought to thank God for it. When I was preparing this message, honestly, God spoke to my heart, and I had to pray and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to go to work. Work is bad enough as it is, amen. I mean, I've worked, some of you are like, I don't work with Christians. I know, I used to not either. And they come in every day complaining about, you know, being broke and being tired and being, you say, well, I work with Christians that complain about being broke and tired. They complain about what went on over the weekend. Life is terrible and everything is awful. And you got to listen to the language and you got to listen to the nonsense. You got to listen to the garbage. And if you have did that before and you're in a position where you get to work with fellow Christians on a regular basis, you ought to thank God for it. Simon Peter and John, not only were they partners in the faith, but they were partners in fishing. Thank God for that. But look at verse number 11. The Bible says this. It says, well, verse number 10 says, also John, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus saith unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. The next partnership I see, not only were they partnerships in the faith, did they have a partnership in the faith, and they were partners in fishing, but I believe they were partners in following. Look at verse number 10. It says, Jesus said unto Simon, right? Jesus said unto Simon, he said, fear not, from henceforth thou. He said, Simon, follow. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. But verse 11 says, when they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and they followed him. You see, so not only were they partners in the faith and not only were they partners in fishing, but they were partners in following. I know that it was an encouragement to John and to Peter when they followed the Lord together. Aren't you thankful for people that followed the Lord? I was thinking about, I use this often, and so I've probably said it at some point during this series of messages, but I've told our young people this. I think about Daniel in Daniel chapter number 1. I believe it's verse number 8. The Bible says that Daniel purposed in his heart, right, that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. Daniel purposed in his heart. But if you read down 3 or 4 verses, I think it's verse number 12, it says he said to him, prove thy servants, right? You say, I don't know if that's right. It's right. Go check it out, right? So Daniel made a decision that he was going to do what was right. And guess what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we'll go too. We'll do it with you. He said, prove thy servants. And over in the Word of God, there is examples where one person makes a decision and everybody else follows. I think about David when he made the decision to go out and to fight Goliath and he defeated that giant. And then the armies of Israel, they followed behind him. And they defeated the Philistines, right? And over in the Bible, there's examples where one man made a choice. I am going to follow, and other people followed. Thank God for the partners in the ministry that have made the choice to follow. I can't tell you how many people through the years have encouraged me, Pastor, just by their following, by their going and serving the Lord. How many have encouraged me in my walk to follow the Lord? I think about Brother Allen. Brother Allen has been faithful through the years to go out door knocking and soul winning. And if I'm honest tonight, sometimes his desire to follow the Lord and be a soul winner has encouraged me to follow the Lord and try to be a soul winner. And I could go on with example after example of how that another believer, another partner in the ministry has made a decision to follow the Lord and has encouraged me to follow the Lord as well. And if you really think about it tonight, no man liveth unto himself and no man dieth unto himself. There's folks in your life that have followed the Lord, and because they followed the Lord, you've chose to follow as well. I believe it happened with Peter and John. They followed the Lord together. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching." You see, when we follow the Lord, when we live for Jesus, it provokes others to live for Jesus. It provokes others to follow the Lord. And so I see their partnership in the faith, their partnership in fishing. I see their partnership in following. You know, we never know how our following affects someone else. We just don't know. We don't always tell people the effects. We don't even realize it ourselves sometimes, the effects that other people's following and other people's faith has on us. But we need one another. As I was preparing this message, and I pray to God that somehow God will take what he's given me and help me to be able to give it to you tonight. We need one another. Thank God for the partners in the faith. So they were partners in their faith. They were partners in their fishing. They were partners in following. And I like this point. They were partners in the fold. Now, I'm not going to have you turn to them all tonight, but you could look at them. Well, I have you turn to one. I keep lying and say I'm not going to do stuff and then do it. Go to Mark chapter 5. I don't want you to think I'm just making this stuff up. Amen. Go to Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Very familiar account in the scripture. Most of you will be very familiar with it. Mark chapter number 5. The Bible says in verse number 37... It says, and he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. You know the story. And Jesus, he sent everyone out and he told the damsel to arise. And this is the account where Jesus raised up Jairus' daughter. And you know who was there? Peter and John. Mark chapter number 5. If you go to Mark chapter number 9, go to Mark chapter number 9. So we got the account of Jairus' daughter in Mark chapter number 5. Look in Mark chapter number 9, verse number 2. It says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John." Here's Peter and John together again. He said, James is there. I know, but so are Peter and John. "Peter, James, and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them." So we have the transfiguration. Here's Peter, James, and John at the transfiguration. I'm not going to have you do it. We could go to Mark chapter number 13, verse number 3, and the Bible says that Peter, James, and John, and this time it says, and Andrew were with Jesus, and they asked him a question, and Jesus gave them the Olivet Discourse, what we know as the Olivet Discourse. If you go to Mark chapter number 14, verse number 33, it says that Peter, James, and John went with Jesus into the Garden of of Gethsemane, right? If you look in Luke chapter number 22, you see where Jesus told Peter and John, just those two, Peter and John, he said, go and prepare the Passover for me. And we could go to John and we could see how that around the Lord's Supper that night when Judas betrayed Jesus, how that Peter and John were close enough that Peter was able to tell John, hey, John, ask him. You know, ask him who it was that's going to betray him. And so Peter and John are together in that situation. So what I'm saying tonight is Peter and John had a partnership within the fold. So the disciples, there's 12 disciples, right? Before Judas did what he did, there's 12 disciples. But within those disciples, I believe that Peter, James, and John were kind of close. And you know, I'm not talking about a clique, okay? Please understand, I'm not talking about a clique. But I'm talking about being close. You can't read the Gospels. I said epistles earlier. You can't read the Gospels and not see that Peter, James, and John were close together. There was things that they did with Jesus that the other disciples did not do. I was thinking about that. You know, I was thinking, I sure am glad for the partnerships that I have within the fold. Amen. Not cliques. Please understand what I'm saying. Not cliques. I'm talking about partnerships. I'm in the youth ministry. I thank God for Brother Allen and Miss Sharon. Amen. I thank God for Brother Eric and Sister Jennifer. I thank God for Brother Brandon and Sister Jennifer and others that I've been able to work close with in the ministry. And there's some of you that are in other ministries, whether it be the junior ministry, whether it be the bus ministry, whether we just seen the missions ministry or maybe it's in the jail ministry or maybe it's in, the nursery. I mean, that's a ministry, amen. Can I get it? Y'all kind of asleep tonight. I said the nursery is a ministry, amen. Let me try that again. Evidently, I know the women don't like to say amen, right? And so they're expecting you to say it for them, okay? So men, the nursery is a ministry. Amen. That's right. And maybe you have a partner that you work with in the nursery and you ought to thank God for that. Thank God for the partnership within the fold, within the church, within the flock of God. There are certain people that God allows us to work with in the music. Some of you, I wish I was in that fold. I can't get in. I've been trying for years, man. Y'all just don't know. I walk around the house auditioning all the time. Am I telling the truth? I'm always auditioning. Is that right, Leah? She's nodding her head, yeah. They don't like my auditions. They have another name for it. But, I mean, they'll be sitting at the piano singing Brother Brian, and I'll hear them in there, and I'll come from the bedroom, and next thing you know, I'll be standing behind Meredith at the piano looking at the lyrics, singing the song, and they'll get done. I say, can I sing with y'all? Ain't got in yet. I can't get in that fold. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get in that fold right there, but I don't think I'm ever gonna make it in that fold. I don't know. It's not working for me. But anyway, you within the ministry, there's folds within the ministry. Peter, James, and John, they had a partnership within the fold, and I sure am thankful for the partnerships within the fold. The folks that I get to work with up close and personal and be involved in ministry, I thank God for them. And if you've worked in the ministry for any amount of time, you know what I'm talking about. You thank God for the people that have been involved in the ministry that you're involved in and have stuck with. I think about those bus workers. I mean, that's a fold. Amen? People sweat with you every Sunday. Hot, right? You know, I mean, cold in the winter, hot in the summer. I mean, that's a fold. There's a partnership there. There's a bond. With the people that you labor with, the people that you knock doors with, the people that you minister with, the people that you work with, it's a partnership, and thank God for it. Peter and John, no doubt, they were partners within the fold. So there was a partnership in the faith, there was a partnership in fishing, there was a partnership in following. They had a partnership within the fold. And then next, look at John chapter number 18. I'm going to get in that fold one day. I ain't saying I'm better or nothing, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm going to get in that fold one day, Brother Philip. I'm going to get to heaven, and I'm going to get a glorified voice box. You get a glorified body. I imagine it comes with a glorified voice box. Wouldn't you imagine? I mean, I think so. And I'm going to get in that fold, amen, in heaven. I'm going to be singing that tenor part, James. I'm going to hit that note Marcus can't hit in heaven, right? But I'm getting in that fold one day. I'm just going to go on record with that. But not only did I have the partnership in the fold, look at John chapter number 18. Look at verse number 15. I thought about this, and I really don't think this is a stretch. I really don't. The Bible says this, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, John, the apostle John, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. You know, I put here, I think this is their partnership in the fire. Can you imagine what was going on that night? Jesus, the one that they had been following for years now, the one that they thought was going to set up a kingdom, the one that they thought was going to rule and to reign, is being tried. He's being betrayed. He's being getting ready to be crucified. These disciples are in the fire. And I don't know, I'm not sure whether John didn't want to be alone and he had to go get Peter, or John didn't want Peter to be alone, so he went and got Peter. But either way, the Bible wants us to know that John got in that night. The only two disciples that were there when Jesus' trial was going on was, as far as I can tell, was John and Peter. And John got in by himself, and Peter couldn't get in. But John, at some point, looked around and either said, man, where's Peter and his sword at, right? That's what I'm thinking happened, okay? It might have been something different, but I'm thinking, John's thinking, I know Peter's got his sword. He just cut Malchus's ear off, and these people are crazy up in here. I need to go get Peter, right? But I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe John was there, and he got to thinking, man, Peter, you know, Peter's done, you know, I know Peter. Peter's a loose cannon. I got to go find Peter, right? Peter needs me right now. I think John was a little more level-headed than Peter was. I don't know what happened, but I know this. They were in the midst of the greatest trial that they probably had ever been through. Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, and John said, I got to find Peter. You know, thank God for the partnerships you've got in the fire. People that will stand by you during the hard times. People that will come to you and try to help you and reach out an arm to you. Thank God for them. Because you know what? If we live long enough and Jesus doesn't come, one day we're all going to be in the fire. Jesus said, in this life ye shall have tribulation. Right? The Bible teaches over and over, if you live long enough, Pastor said it many times, you're either going into a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm, because life is full of storms. But thank God that in the storms of life, we have partners that will stand in the fire with us, that will go through the storm with us, that will be by our side in those places. That's what Peter and John were to one another. They had a partnership in the fire. Not only that, look at John chapter number 20. This may be my favorite. John chapter number 20. You know the story. The last time we saw Peter, literally up until this point, the last time we saw Peter was in John 18 and verse number 27. The Bible says, Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. That's the last time you see Peter until what I'm about to read to you in John chapter number 20. Now, one of the other accounts says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. But the next time we see Peter in John chapter number 20, look at what the Bible says. It says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and look at this, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Who's the other disciple whom Jesus loved? John. They had a partnership in failure. Peter failed the Lord. And you know who was with him? John. John was with him. I don't know all the details. All I know is Peter had failed the Lord. Peter had denied the Lord. Peter had went out and wept bitterly. And the next time that we see Peter, Mary Magdalene comes to Peter and John. Thank God. Thank God for the partners, for the friends, for the whatever you want to call them in the ministry, in the faith, that will be there when you fail. Thank God for them. Pastor mentioned a little bit this morning. I can't tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Our pastor convicts me to the core. Because over the last 17 years, I've had a hard time saying it. I've watched that man stand beside a many fallen brother. Say, man, I'm going to help you get up. Amen. Reach out a hand. He didn't kick them while they were down. He tried to help them get back up. Thank God for people like that. Because we all need people like that. Amen. We all, at times in our lives, are going to feel like a failure. We're going to feel like we've done messed up. We feel like we failed the Lord. We feel like we've let God down. And thank God for people that will come along. And they'll put their hand down and they'll say, hey, I'm here. I'll help you get up. That's who John was. I just believe with all my heart the Apostle Peter would not be the man that he was. I believe with all my heart. I believe God doesn't put anything in the Bible by accident. God wanted us to know Peter and John had a special friendship. And no doubt when Peter stood up and preached on Pentecost and all those souls were saved, no doubt Andrew was standing over there saying, that's my brother. I led him to the Lord, right? He probably wasn't saying it out loud, but he was thinking in his heart, I led him to the Lord. That's my brother. But I can tell you this, somewhere standing in the shadows was John thinking, I was there for him. I encouraged him when he needed it. I helped him when he failed. I was there with him in the fire. I was there with him in his failure. I was there with him when he followed Jesus. I was there with him when he was fishing. I was there with him when he had faith. I was there with him. John and Peter had a partnership, and thank God for it. He had a partnership in the fire. They had a partnership in failure. And then I said that was my favorite maybe. I don't know. I like them all. I like them all. I just like that God has made it this way where we're in this thing together. Look in Acts chapter number 3. There's all kinds of stuff. John chapter 21, it's very interesting study. I skipped over it because I couldn't come up with an F for it, if I'm honest with you. But in John chapter number 21, when Peter said, I go a-fishing, I can tell you this, John went with him. You say, was that good or bad? I don't know. There's a big argument about whether their fishing was wrong or whether they were doing the right thing just waiting for Jesus. I don't want to get into that tonight, but I do know this. John was with him, and when Jesus came to the shore and Jesus said, children, have ye any meat? It says the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is John, he said to Peter, it's the Lord. You know what that tells me? They were on that boat. They were close enough on the boat, Brother Brian, that when John realized it was the Lord, he didn't holler at James, his brother. He didn't holler at Andrew. He said, Peter, it's the Lord. I mean, you could just go through. I'm telling you, there's many that I'm leaving out. Peter and John were close. Not a doubt about it. But look in Acts chapter number, look in Acts chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3. We just looked at this account a couple weeks ago, but I want you to see it again tonight. It says in verse number 1, now Peter and John, there it is again, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing, look at it, Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, here's Peter and John again, said, look on us, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them, kind of like what happened to Pete tonight. This is almost exactly what happened to Pete. I told Pete before the service, I said, Pete, if you got any problems or questions or anything you need solved tonight, the man sitting behind you can do it. Hudson's back there. I said, if you got anything you need tonight, Pete, that's your man right there. You just talk to him. He's got the answers. And Pete turned around and said, can you give me a dollar? I said, man, he's like Peter and John. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have thee, you know, don't be asking for money, but he'll give you anything else you need, right? Peter and John, hey, they went up to the temple together and they healed this man here at the temple. And you know the story. And Peter stood up and preached. And then in Acts chapter number 4, Look in verse number 13. The Bible says in verse number 13, now when they, I'm skipping a lot here because I just want to get to the end of the message. But in verse number 13, they said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, there they are again. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And then verse number 18 says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Verse 19 says, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Look in verse number 19. The Bible says, we just read verse number 19. You know the story. I'm not going to continue to go through it. Peter and John were together in the fight. They were partners in the fight. When they were being threatened, the Bible says that Peter and John, they said, we can't help but speak what we've seen and heard. When they were being beaten, Peter and John, they said, nah. They saw them, they said they marveled at the boldness of Peter and John. Why? Because they were in the fight. Peter and John were partners in the fight. And you know, I sure am glad that God hasn't left us in this fight by ourselves. Amen. We're in a fight, brother. We're in a fight. Pastor mentioned it this morning. We're in a fight. Jesus said, the Bible says, suit up for battle. Amen. Right. Put on the whole armor of God. Why do we need to put on armor unless we're in a fight? And if we're in a fight, I sure am glad I've got some partners to fight with. I mean that. I am thankful that in this good fight of the faith, that there's some people that I can partner with. You know, you find out, and I'm saying this, but y'all know I've been preaching through Peter week by week, you know. But I'm just telling you this. I've had this message for 3 weeks. But I will say this. You know what? Our church, and some of you realize this, some of you don't. Our church came under attack last week. And I'm talking separate from the situation that Pastor mentioned this morning. Separate. The church and that is separate situations. But our church came under attack. And I tell you what, you find out a lot about people in the fight.
That's right.
You really do. You find out a lot about people in the fight. And I sure am glad that God has made it where we don't have to fight alone.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the partnership.
Amen.
In the faith. You know, I started with that, the faith, but I want to end with it as well. The reason that John and Peter had the partnership they had, there's not a doubt in my mind, it was because of the faith.
Right.
They had a glue that bonded them together, and it was the faith. Thank God for the partners in the faith. I just want to say tonight, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, shoo, I thank God for some of you. I really thank God. You say, you don't thank God for me? I thank God for all of you. But you know what I mean. That didn't sound right, Pastor.
I've done it many times.
I thank God for all of you, but you know what I'm saying. There's just a bond when you've been through the fire.
Amen.
Brother Brian, when you've been through the failures, when you've been out fishing, when you've been in the fight, Brother Tracy probably could tell us more about it than I can. There's just a bond. I'm sure, Brother Tracy. When you stand on the battlefield with a man, it just there's something that happens that you just can't explain. And there's some people in this room that I've been fighting with for 17 years. Been through some failures, been through some fires, been through some all kinds of different stuff. I sure am glad for it. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. Thank God for the partnership. Amen. Amen. God's good. Amen. 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 Let's have a word of prayer and we're done tonight. Father, I just want to thank you tonight for your goodness. God, I thank you for the examples in your word, God, that you've given us of friends, of partners, of fellow saints, God. Lord, thank you for how that you have put together this wonderful thing called the church, the bride, the body of Christ. God, I thank you for the body. I thank you for the bride of Christ, the church. God, I'm so thankful to be a part of your family. God, I pray, Lord, that you would bless our church tonight. God, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to just stay in the fight of faith and go forward for the kingdom of God. I'm going to ask the pianist to come and play. You can begin to play.